At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nah, for real? That's what we're doing?
We're working through this thing today, Hugh.
Oh, wow.
Just looking for answers.
You have an answer? What's the answer, Hugh? Give us the answer.
Hey, man, what's that? What y'all say that I don't have any of? Lack of? Accountability?
Yeah, well, you don't.
I am accountable. They need to, like, seriously.
Don't defend Jalen enough.
Yeah, that one right there. That dog is always hunting. They're arrogant. That was an arrogant. They've been playing all season long with a level of arrogance like we've never seen, in which, you know, it's funny, right? Because going into this season, talked about how you're not going to talk about last year.
That was their whole thing, right? They didn't even want to acknowledge they were Super Bowl champions.
Playing with hunger. Mm. Do they look hungry?
They do not. You know who looked hungry on Friday? The Bears.
Yeah. You know, because you know what's funny? Because I remember being in Philadelphia when I first got here, coming from New York, losing all those games, and being in that position. So I know what it looks like. That's why, you know, a lot of times when, you know, you want to say I'm plant-based or I'm scared, you look at certain things and you're like, man, you see a little bit of that hunger in those guys. Because I remember that well. I remember when we first got here how bad it was. And then we started winning when Andy Reid became our coach, and you kept that hunger. That's what every team sees when they see this Philadelphia Eagles team. They it's a measuring stick, you know, for how good we are. That's why a lot of times, especially at the end of the year, and I said this what, Sunday? Any given game day. You know, when you talk about the week, how the week started with the Thanksgiving games and how it went, any given Sunday, you have to be locked in any given Sunday. And I know people are laughing and giggling, but I'm like, dog, that's hard to understand if you've never been a part of it. That's not being disrespectful. That's just how it is. They came in here and you saw the momentum switch right before your eyes.
Chicago came in here looking like they had something to prove.
Yes.
They wanted to prove they are a real team.
And that's why when somebody called and you try to find comfort and solace in numbers, when that dude called in, and I'm not picking on him, he said, oh, they're the 27th or the 29th ranked defense or whatever it was. Yeah. I'm like, dog, that don't mean anything. But yeah, this is what they are. Don't mean nothing.
Also, what are we offensively?
We're
in the 20s, too.
Yes. When you look at our offense, we're down there with teams that got like two or three wins. Like if you're being honest.
Yep.
You know, but you know what we do? Oh, we're the defending Super Bowl champions. Yeah, that only take you so far. They felt that way, and it only take you so far until somebody come in here and punch you in the mouth.
They got Friday was a punch in the mouth.
Somebody you were telling came us in here, Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It only take you so far because that's what I wanted to believe. I believe in the dream. You know how?
So like, you admit you were coping.
No. Listen. You know how?
It's a big day.
That's what it was.
We've done something.
You know
today.
How it is. This is, and I know a lot of the young ladies out there can relate to what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
You know how when you're young, and you have a dream about the fairy tale wedding.
Yes.
because you watch Cinderella.
Specifically Kyle.
No, but you get what I'm saying. That's it's the same thing with us and toys and all this other stuff. You have the fairy tale way that you want things to go until they don't go that way.
Until reality smacks
you. It just smacks you right across your lips.
Yeah. So Friday we got smacked across the lips?
No. I was about to say something, but I was like, no, they're not ready for that. What I'm about to say,
that's good.
The other part. But yeah.
Come on,
but
that's only Monday.
It is when you get slapped. Pow. And you got to deal with all that, man. It's harsh.
Yeah, it is.
It's harsh.
Well, this has been a harsh office watch. Speaking of harsh realities, you know what debuts tomorrow night at 9, by the way?
The Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks NFC East Edition.
I wonder how much they're going to cut out of that. We ain't about to get the raw and cut Hard Knocks.
Well,
we ain't about to get that.
Hold on. You're right. You're probably right. But I will tell you, when the Eagles had an in-season one, they did it on them in 2019. There was a scene in there where Carson Wentz threw the ball like 10 yards over Miles Sanders' head in the flat. Mm-hmm. And they panned to Howie Roseman in the booth. And the guy looked like he saw a ghost. And then 6 months later, they drafted Jalen. So sometimes you could pick up tells.
Ooh,
even
you say art imitating life, like this is eerily similar.
Well, no. Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to show us. But I'm saying, like, they may not show us dialogue of people fighting, but sometimes you could pick up on things when you watch these, like, oh,
yeah.
Something's wrong over there.
When's the first episode?
Tomorrow night at 9.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I'm locked in. Yeah. I cannot
I'm
wait.
I'm not going to watch. I don't. That's...
First, you're not going to come to work this week.
You're watching. We're all watching.
You got to suffer. No, you got to suffer through this like all of us, buddy.
I love that he puts the tweet up, not coming to work on Monday.
Let me tell you what's
tell
gonna
Blue
happen.
Jeans really? Not coming.
Let me tell you what's going to happen when that thing airs. I'm not going to have to watch it. You know why?
The clips are going to be out there.
No, people are going to be tweeting me about it. Did you see this? Are you watching this?
We're going to have to sit you down with like clothespins over his eyes and just play
watch
the tape.
Watch this.
No, seriously, though. How much do you think we're gonna get? Like, cause I don't know how much they're gonna do some serious editing.
Yeah, I think you'll get more kind of body language or eye rolls or like weird things from this. Like, I don't think you're gonna get like someone saying I hate him or I don't like him.
Let me tell you, that
won't be there.
Let me tell you, this is probably the worst week for this to air
or best, depending on if you're HBO.
It all depends on Here's the thing, Joe. We're going to find out who has the most pull in the area, NFL Films or Jeffrey Lurie.
Well, you know what is really interesting about it? Like when this was, because we knew since the summer this was going to come out, right? But like 3 weeks ago, the Eagles were up, what, 3 games in the NFC?
Yes.
So it looked like a pretty dull division to have Hard Knocks down the stretch. All of a sudden, it's not quite as dull because we have ourselves a race and a lot of drama. 215-592-9494. I was going back to the phone lines, and then we're going to unpack something Sirianni did at the end of the game on Friday that I didn't get it then. I don't like it now. I get the math behind it, but I just didn't like it. Derek is up next on WIP. Hey, Derek.
What's going on? Listen, this is what I get confused about, right? What's Jalen Hurts, 27 years old, 28 years old?
I think 27.
All right, so 27 years old, right? If all I'm hearing is Jalen Hurts don't want to do this, Jalen Hurts don't want to do that, he's being this, he's being that, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts is up for an extension pretty soon, right?
It could be as soon as this offseason, yep.
Exactly. So my whole thing is, like, I'm not saying that part. I'm just saying, like, I just hear a lot of, like, Jalen's not doing what the coaches want him to do. Like, what does that mean for Jalen Hurts? You understand what I'm saying? Like, do you put Hurts in that category as he's just going to be like, who wants him? Like, if he's out here this year just being whatever he wants, like, him and AJ going off script and this, that, and the third. Like, the Eagles ain't even going to be able to trade him because who wants him, right? Whether he got a no trade clause or not, like, who would take on Jalen Hurts right now, right? Or how he looks? Not too many teams, right?
Probably not. Somebody would take him, though. Somebody would take him.
We did think that about Wentz.
Kellen Moore. I think Kellen Moore would take him in New Orleans.
Stuck. I'm just saying, like, Hurts is playing like a, I can't even say it on the radio, right? But the only thing that, like, rattles me is, like, it's we never win because of him, right? We don't, every time we win, people say we win despite of the quarterback's flaws, right? Mm-hmm. I remember last year, Joe, when I called in and you was telling me how many yards Saquon Barkley had Commanders when Jalen Hurts got hurt, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So basically, you was like discrediting the impact that Hurts has on the running game. And then it's like now Saquon Barkley can't do nothing And it's like, that's Jalen Hurts' fault. Like, I just can't see the Eagles throwing a guy out there. I think Jalen Hurts has always been, like, good, not great, good enough, whatever. But for the Eagles to just keep throwing this guy out there every week and he's not doing the things that they're asking him to do, like, the money ain't our money. That's, they're going to have to pay the money regardless. But it's just like, what are they really doing if they're throwing him out here every week? If he's looking off receivers on purpose, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't want to run the ball no more. And that thing with the tush-tush, right? Teams are game planning for that play because that's a try. You know, you're a lot. That's a try. To just think the Eagle could just line up on 3rd-and-2 or whatever, whatever. That dude came in there and took that ball from Jalen Hurts like he practiced it all week.
Well, Derek, it was the same thing. It was the same thing as the Giants game. Just that game, they called the play dead, right? There was forward progress, but the guys they're coming around the side and they're pulling it out. Yeah,
they got to step. That's all. I just think the Eagles got to step it up. Like, they got to stop being predictable, and they just got to just get some physicality back. They just go out there and it's like, we're just going to be the Eagles. Like, they say we're not last year's team, but they're playing like they think they're last year's team. They don't have no type of toughness when it matters. And the Bears aren't a bad team. The Bears are a solid team. But I was totally disgusted. Real quick, that dude that called that was trying to tell you about that play, Hugh, Jason Avant be on Instagram breaking stuff down, right? Mm-hmm. So what he was trying to say was it was a choice route. And Jalen Hurts thought he was going one way and he was going the other way.
Okay, so that's something different. That's something different.
He'll be on here Thursday to tell us all about it.
But he'll be here
Wednesday at noon.
They try to steal the thunder, you know what I'm saying? But that's all it really was. But
no, so that means that, tough, like, man. That's something totally different. That means that Jalen thought one thing and he ran something
that's
different.
That's all it was. If you watch the play, you can see what Avant was talking about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if the Eagles don't get their act together, bro, like, I fear where this team could end up, man. And if Hurts is that bad with listening to the commands and all that, then it might be time to do something different.
Well, and at some point they're going to have to cross that bridge. All right, Derek, what do you got for us for two things that don't go together? Bad combination.
Bad combination for me is when I see these guys out here, man, with these open-toe sandals on in this weather, man. Ain't no way they go together, cuz.
No, that's bad. It's way too cold.
He's talking to Kelsey.
Oh, is he? I've seen him come here a couple times.
Derek,
good phone call. Our open-toe sandals in cold weather. What do you got?
You know, it's funny because I asked Jason about that. And Jason said...
Because he's a sandals guy all the time, right?
Well, yeah. And he's like, I'm just going to the car, which I totally get because I don't wear... Like, I remember because I asked him, I said, dog, why are your feet out? He's like, because I'm just going to the car. And I was like, that makes sense because I don't wear a coat because I'm just going to the car. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but isn't the car cold?
Well, full disclosure, I haven't turned my heat on yet.
What?
No.
Like, even in the morning when you get in the car?
Man, no, I'm talking about in my house. It's frigid. Ooh. Only time I turn my heat on is when my cousin comes because he complains.
Yeah.
About it being frigid.
Well,
but I like it cold.
Have you looked at the weather for this week? The lows?
Oh, no, it's supposed to be brick. Ooh. It's supposed to snow tonight, eh?
The lows this week, 30, 29, 24,
oh,
20,
yeah,
I gotta get
that heater for the pregame.
Yeah, we got a road game next week, so we're good.
Yeah,
what do
I'm
we
good.
Got
I got another week I got to get.
Yeah.
That,
all right, before we go any further, can we unpack the decision Nick Sirianni made? Look, there's a lot of reasons the Eagles lost the game on Friday. This wasn't at the top of the list. It just annoyed me. I didn't like this decision by Nick Sirianni. I don't like a lot of his late-game decisions. Now, this one, I suppose he had some sort of math on his side, so I get what some people have tried to defend. Greg Olson, the NFL broadcaster, was on Sirianni's side on this. Hugh, what did you make of them going for two, down 9 in the fourth quarter? So they score the touchdown, right? They are down, it's 24-9, right? So they score the touchdown, that makes it 24-15.
Yeah, I was watching the game and somebody was asking about that, because that's when the Bears had just scored, then they came down and scored, right?
So 24, there's 3:09 to go, A.J. Brown touchdown, making it 24-15. The extra point would have made it an 8-point game.
Yeah.
By missing the extra point or the 2-point conversion, it stayed at 9. It stays a 2-possession game. Let's hear Sirianni after the game, I guess, explaining what he was thinking there.
Scoring to go down 9, in scoring to go down 9, what's the thinking between the two-point conversion, the first touchdown, and then the potential second touchdown.
Yeah. Obviously, we had to get one at one point. We had to get a two-point conversion at one point. I've done a lot of studies on that in my notes. You know, down nine, I'm always going to go for two in that scenario. So I felt I followed the plan that, you know, again, I don't try to take anything for I don't try to wing anything in a situational football. That's what I wanted to do. That's in my notes from my studies in the past, and that's what we did. Now, the thought behind it is, you know, at least, you know, you want to know exactly what you need right there as far as, you know, if you go down seven, then obviously it's a one-score game. If you go down eight, I know it's a one-score game as well. But yeah, that's what we do in that scenario. I'll always go back and look and reconsider things. You know, had three timeouts there to be able to potentially kick it deep there. If we did get it, obviously we didn't in that particular case. But at some point, you're going to need it, and I always want to know early what I need going forward.
All right. Yeah. So I hated it.
No, I understood what he was trying to say, because you're still like, even though the odds were against you, because they were, because the time, like the way your offense was not, you know, moving the ball and the way that they were playing, you know, you didn't have enough time to do anything. But he's playing for the win by going for two and hoping that something can happen. I mean, I got it. Now, it's theoretically, it's not going to happen. But that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, the risk reward doesn't make any sense to me. So you're down nine. You go for the two, right? And if you don't get it, you're down nine. Like, the game ended there. The two-point conversion the Eagles tried for, it once it failed, the game was over. They were down nine with 3 minutes to go. There's just no way they're going to get two possessions.
Yeah.
Right? So, like...
Yeah, but you're still playing... Like, in his mind, he's still trying to... He's not conceding the win. Yeah. He's not conceding the loss, I should say.
I just... To me, the idea works if there's more time left in the clock.
Like, yeah, that's what he was thinking, but he didn't want to give up. Like, he's hoping for the best-case scenario by going for it.
Sure. But there's also the worst case scenario, which is what played out, right? They didn't get it. I just, for me, if you get the extra point and you're down eight, the pressure's on the Bears. They could be tight. They could fumble. They could have a bad possession. You make them decide, do they run the ball three times? Do they try to throw it for a first down? Caleb, who was not great on Friday, could have put the ball in harm's way on a third down. You get a pick. He takes a sack. Like, think about where the Eagles were against the Packers a few weeks ago, trying to close the game out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could make some mistakes. Like, you could have put the pressure on the Bears. I just don't understand why he didn't. It seems like he didn't factor that all in. Like, the way he described it was, I did my studies. If we're down nine, this is the plan. Well, the plan should account for that game itself was a different kind of game. I didn't like it. It wasn't the reason they lost the game,
That he was playing, trying to, you know, like in his mind, hoping that something good could happen offensively. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah. First of all, like, who cares? I don't think I've seen something less consequential that people are debating, like, incessantly for the last few days.
Well, it wasn't consequential because the game was probably over anyway.
But, right. And I don't think they were winning if they had gotten it or not. But I think what a lot of people are ignoring is, if they do convert the two-point conversion, they're just down 7 points. Like, yeah,
that's what he was thinking, and hopefully you can get the offense going.
But that's risk-reward. It's eight or seven, right? Yeah. You're choosing between going down eight or seven versus the risk is you're down nine. Like, the game ended on the two-point conversion, but incomplete.
I think what people are really mad about is that their enjoyment was not extended for another 2.5 minutes.
Well, the team didn't have a chance, yeah.
I know, but like, you either... Look, they didn't get the two-point conversion. Everyone understands there's a chance they don't get it, the two-point conversion at the end of the game,
of course,
too, right?
Is, but there's okay. Think about the Bears would be in free fall. If the Eagles stop them and get the ball back and score a touchdown, I take my chances we're going to get a two-point conversion rather than do it there.
But you know, the reality of it is, though, Joe, like, the way that they... Like, that game was over when they had 8 minutes on the clock.
Probably was.
The way they were running down the field. Because, like I said, I was sitting there watching with people, and they were like, we still got time on the clock. And I was like, are you drunk? I was like, there's no time on the clock because they're running the ball at will. They're bleeding clock. They were bleeding clock from, like, 8 minutes left, 9 minutes left on the clock. And I said, if they score, they really didn't have to score because they were eating up so much clock. They didn't have to score.
But when they scored,
they put the dagger in. It was like, okay. Yeah. And somebody had a nerve to say, we got 3 minutes left. was like, hey, you might as well go warm the car up.
Yeah, you're down two
you
scores.
You know what I mean? You're not winning this game.
Nope, no, they weren't. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Hugh, I don't know why these people don't listen to you. It makes me angry.
Don't get angry, Jeff. I mean, people hear what they want to hear, man. And, you know, they don't want, you know, we want to wear our Eagles glasses all the time. So that's cool. I'm okay with that.
The one guy earlier that said you should defend Jalen Moore, I think I know where he was going with that, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So, look, that game was probably the worst game of the season by everybody. You know, we've had some bad defensive games. We've had some really bad offensive games. But when the offense can't sustain a drive, you put a lot of pressure on the defense. And then ultimately they get tired. And while I completely disagree with Sirianni going for two there, I think that was a dumb move. The high percentage play should be the extra point. The Bears didn't care whether they were up 7, 8, or 9 because they know when they come back out on the field on offense, they're going to just keep running the ball. They were successful all day. So what did they care? You know,
they didn't care. I mean, yeah, and they, no. If they had to, they very well might have just kept the football, right? Like, if it wasn't a 9-point game, yeah, they probably would have just run it down our throat and finished it that way.
They would have. Now, if you want to put blame on anybody more so than the other, to me, this was Jalen's fault, mainly because of two things. One, the turnovers, fumbling the ball, and then the interception. But when he missed Smitty on that play, That was a bad look. And the one kid was talking about earlier about, you know, maybe there was a miscommunication and he gave Smitty the signal. He still threw the ball behind him, whether that was supposed to be a hitch route or a crossing route. Either way, it was not put in a place where Smitty could catch it. And that might have put the game away. Well, it would have given us a much better chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, just the two plays, you referenced the boat. The two plays down deep in Bears territory that changed the game were that miss and the fumble on the tush push. Like, if they don't fumble and Jalen hits Devontae, they probably win the game.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen's been the last 6 or 7 games, maybe all year, has been underthrowing some of those deeper throws, too. I mean, somebody called a ball a few games ago that was an amazing catch, but the ball was actually underthrown. And he underthrew one to AJ. I mean, he's just having a bad season. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I just think there's something about this whole arrogance that he was talking about that really hits home. Like, I totally see it. They're just like, we're going to do what we're going to do, and that you're going to have to like it. Well, guess what? We're in a position now where maybe the Cowboys catch us. And that's not a good spot.
No, it is not. And it makes this next week so huge. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call because the Cowboys are nipping on their heels now. All right, so he mentioned Jalen lately not playing his best football, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled the numbers up. This is Jalen Hurts since the bye. So they had the big October where they moved the ball a lot. He had the perfect passer rating against the Vikings, and they came back and beat the Giants up at home. Then they had the bye week. Hey, I'm going to give you Jalen Hurts' number since the bye. It's pretty rough, Hugh. He has a 59.1 completion percentage and an 86 passer rating.
Hmm.
That's pretty rough. I mean, that's if you look around starters in the NFL, that's probably bottom of the barrel in the last 4 weeks. It's got to get better. I mean, look, a game or two, there's, you know, you factor in weather and all that, but this is a month now where the passing game and the offense just is bad.
Yeah. But again, not all on Jalen. Because I feel like there's a level of arrogance in that building where nobody's holding anybody accountable. Because, okay, let's say, for instance, if Jalen is in a position or a situation where, just say for the sake of this argument, he doesn't want to change, then you know what I'm telling him as a head coach? Hey, brother, you need to, because these defenses are catching up to what we're doing.
Of course they have.
Like, the one thing that I remember vividly when Jim Johnson was alive and we were doing defense, we would always go over the plays that we got beat on the following season, and we would try to improve on those. That's the NFL in a nutshell, not for long. You know all the cliches, not for long, and all the other good stuff? That's the truth, because people watch film on you, bro. And that's what I always talk about when we have young quarterbacks. I always tell you, give them 4 games. Because now they got enough of a book on you to know how to defend you. And if you're not constantly evolving and changing, then what's going to happen is what happened Friday night.
Even the best offensive minds have to change, right? Like, just let's use Sean McVay, right, over the years as a head coach. He had a change. Yeah, and he's evolved again and again and again. I mean, you can't just keep it static and expect the same results. The league catches up. The league is clearly caught up to this Eagles offense. 215-592-9494. We'll get to more of your reaction on the loss. Second in a row, and it's panic. I mean, I'm panicking here as we go through this this swoon of where they are in the season. All right, coming up, to add insult to what the hell happened on Friday, the CJGJ Victory Tour. He had quite a bit to say after his Bears came in here and won the game on Friday. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Bad combinations for Combo-Con today. Best answer wins our qualifying prize and entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, the Yeti Cooler, and the Cornhole Set, all on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The voice of CJGJ in the tunnel after the game. You hear what he said? They're going to fold. I told you they were going to fold. He's having a little victory lap here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
did we expect anything less if his team won the game? He was going to have a lot to say.
No.
All right. After the game,
he got the big piece of chicken.
Yeah, he won. After the game, he was asked, or you know, when the locker room opened, why did you say that the Eagles were going to fold? Here's what he said.
You said on the way in the locker room, you said you told everybody they were going to fold. Why'd you feel that way?
Because I've been before. You only wear black uniforms to feel confident. So, like I told the guys, this is one of those where you got to come in and really put your ears back and ready to go play ball. It's going to be a physical game, short week, and it's about who will be the most physical team, and we came out and showed it today.
I don't know about that. When I put on black, that means somebody about to get hands put on them. He made it seem like they felt insecure.
Isn't that something they decide in the offseason, though?
Probably. It was a Black Friday game.
Yeah, I think he kind of made that up in his head.
Well, he lives in his own world.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with
it. Ain't nothing wrong with living in your own world. But
they're just not that good.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. All right, he also, immediately after the game, from the locker room, live on Emmanuel Acho and Shady's show, listen to this exchange.
Was the offense too easy? Predictable? Speak your truth. Speak your truth.
I'm
So what you didn't see there, but you could see if you see the video, Hugh, he doesn't say anything.
I saw.
He winks at the camera. So the question from Shady was, is the offense too predictable? And he gives a very clear wink at the camera. Like, I'm not going to say it, but what'd you make of that?
I mean, is he lying? I mean, we've been saying that for weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Aubin has been saying that on the show for weeks. I mean.
But this is the problem. This is, again, so I know we had fun with it, but someone called us on Friday when we were getting ready for the game and said, I'm not worried about the Bears. They're the 27th ranked defense.
Yeah.
The 27th ranked defense just walked off the field laughing, giggling, saying they're going to fold, and we knew they're, and he's saying there without saying it, they're predictable. So if the 27th ranked defense could do that, how are we going to get this going?
Some hard truths, man. Mm. I mean, that's the reality. You got to go in there today. You got to watch the film, and you have to look at yourself and ask, what was my role in this loss? What could I have done better to make this not happen? I can tell you right now, it's the worst feeling in the world, because you had to go home after that and be around your family members and them, like, everybody's on pins and needles because y'all got dragged. Y'all got skull dragged out there the other day. And you're the defending Super Bowl champions. And I know, like, this is where, for me, I don't know what that feels like, because that provides you a little bit of comfort. But at the end of the day, you went out there and you got manhandled by an up-and-coming team whose defense was not that good, but they played well enough to beat you. And you just have to be honest about everything that has been being said about this team all year long. The bottom line is this. We saw it coming. AJ talked about it. We all vilified AJ for being a malcontent, being an individual and all this stuff. He saw it coming. We didn't want to hear it. We wanted to get mad at him and talk about it. Derek Gunn talked about how the team was going through what it was going through weeks ago, and we all jumped on Derek, and, you know, who was it? A couple cats, McClain and a couple other cats talked about he didn't know what he was talking about. Now we're here. And you know what the odd thing is about all that? There's a lot of people calling in today saying some of the same stuff that Derek Gunn said in his report, but now you see it. So what is it? Like here's the problem that I have with all of this. When folks try to tell you what's going, instead of you listening to it, you want to get mad at them. Say they're being a hater.
Well, because people don't want to hear the truth.
No, but that's what I'm saying. And listen, I ain't got nothing to gain from sitting here talking bad about anybody. I'm just telling you what I feel and what I see. And we've been saying it for weeks. Jason Avant's been saying it for weeks. So why is it a surprise to you when CJ GJ says it? Jason Avant sat there for 4 weeks into the season and told you. I don't know what his Twitter looked like or his Instagram, but I'm pretty sure y'all went after him too. But he told you for weeks, and he played football. Hell, the man do college football every weekend. So he knows football. But he told you, he said these routes were simplistic. Then we tried to tell you what's the problem is. You ain't want to hear that. Oh, you're being a hater. Stop being a gossiper. Stop being a rabble rouser. Hell, we told you what it was, but you didn't want to hear it. Oh, that we won. We're the defending Super Bowl champions. Now the chickens have come home to roost. Now you're coping with it. Now you want to sit there, and I hear some of the same cats calling in saying some of the same stuff that we said weeks ago, but now all of a sudden you get it. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Been telling you that for weeks, but you don't want to hear that. So that's why I'm good. Like I
good.
Listen, I know when I say I'm good,
I'm not good.
I'm telling you what has to happen now, because now they have to go in the locker room. Like you said, when I said a few weeks ago, looking at the man in the mirror. That's what you need to play, Kyle. Looking at the man in the mirror, because this is arrogance across the board. This ain't just one thing. And we've all tried this weekend to cope with what happened by blaming somebody. Kevin Petullo needed to be fired. He's a joke. No, it ain't just Kevin Petullo. It ain't just him. It's Coach Sirianni.
Yep.
Because he said, isn't he the culture setter?
Sure
isn't he
is.
The cheap vibes officer?
Okay, I thought it was Garrett Stubbs.
I'm just, you know. No, but the vibe in the locker room is, you know, hell, he's been answering questions every week about why is this offense like this. He didn't see nothing wrong with it, and he kept rolling it out there. He kept rolling it out there. If your quarterback isn't doing certain things, whose job is it to get him in line? Like, see, that's why I'm not about to sit here and let Jalen take all the heat Because it's not all on him. Because, hell, if Jalen's that kid that's running around acting a fool in the airport, would you mad at the kid or you mad at his parents?
Well, it's the parents.
So there we have it. There you have it. If Jalen's got there, if all these reports are true and Jalen don't want to do this, that, and the third, whose fault is that?
Because
you let Jalen do that.
It's Jalen and the Eagles.
That's he's also he's an adult, though.
No, but he's an adult that you just paid. And you tell him, like, listen here, man. You need to calm whatever it is you got going on down. And you need to do this. Because what you're saying and how you're playing ain't matching up. Because like I said, I listen to what's being said. And all I heard for the last couple of weeks is it's going to look like I want it to look. Okay, well, it looks like this now. Who is that on? That's simple. For all y'all that don't want to listen to it, that's simple. He told me weeks ago it looks like what he wanted to look like. Okay, so it looked like this. Whose fault is that?
Both of theirs.
He's cool. If Jalen said it looks like that and Nick Sirianni is complicit, then what are we doing? We're being air.
We're scoring arrogant. 15 points a game.
Come on, man.
It's not going to work. And my concern is I don't know how they get out of this because I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to magically wake up and have more ability than he does. And I don't think Sirianni has any answers. He said it to us on Friday. I don't know if I knew the answer, I'd fix it. Well, that gives me great hope, Nick, that you can figure this thing out in the next few weeks. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Kieran, how y'all doing?
Will, what's up?
Let me cook, man, all right? Let me just say this. First of all, make this make sense. Y'all keep putting the blame on everybody but who would need to be on.
Who is going to be on?
Howie Roseman. And Jeff Lurie. You know why? Because if you as an owner and as a GM took the play calling away from the head coach, and then this season you allow him to pick a play caller for the team, what type of sense do that make? Can you make that make sense to me?
I can't. No, well, I can't. Well, it bothered me from the beginning they didn't have a full interview process. They just elevate Kevin Petula. Yeah, I'm with you.
And then also, okay, Howie, you say we're going to run it back. We want to run it back this season. We want to go back to back. So why don't you pick an elite offensive coordinator? Why don't you pick an elite caller that could get some plays up to help us win? But this is the thing, man. Let me just say this, man. Mm-hmm. First of all, Saquon, I kept saying Derrick Henry. Now y'all see why I said Derrick Henry. Because I knew
it all circles back.
He had one good run. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. Because
Cook.
They got to hear it, man. You dig what I'm saying? Because you know what this team is missing? The four C's. Confidence, right? They missing the confidence.
Color,
they missing
cut.
The commitment.
Clarity.
The communication. They missing the consistency.
Right.
That's what they missing. All four of them things. Something that they had last season, right? What I would do is sit their ass down and ask them to look at the Super Bowl before when they was playing, right? And they was mic'd up. You know what I saw? And I looked at that, right, when they was mic'd up. And I saw that everybody was on one accord. Everybody was taking accountability for themselves individually and each other. And I'm not seeing none of that this season. I saw communication on the football field. I'm not seeing none of that this season, man. But it all starts from the top. You dig what I'm saying? This is a time right now. We got an opportunity to repeat something that 31 other teams want to do. And we got a chance to do it. And you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at it slip away slowly each week. So right now, it's time for y'all to look in the mirror and understand that y'all the problem and y'all the solution. The only way y'all get through this is together. Now, everybody is starting to pull up and starting to play together. But guess what? Y'all got to come on one accord, man. And it's the only way y'all can start to win games. But my thing is this, man. Sirianni, listen, man. You got to get your act together, bro. You got to understand your players. Y'all all need to sit down and start communicating some plays to call and also go under the helm again, man. Okay, that RPO is not working. You actually got weapons on the bench, sitting down, watching week after week, and not activating these guys. These guys are ready to play. Bixby, that's it. These guys are ready to play. Mm. You got to give all your weapons involved right now, man. We're in a desperate situation. We about to piss the season away. We about to piss the repeat away. All because of arrogance and nobody don't want to come on one accord and talk to each other. Communicate with each other, man. We need this to stop right now. Next week it starts, man. Come on. Y'all got to bind together, get some practices in, and understand, come to the table and say, these are the plays we're going to execute. And guess what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end it. Get your confidence back, man, because y'all allowing people to come in our house and disrespect us. Saquon, I need you to run the damn ball, stop dancing in the backfield, and stop second-guessing yourself. You are a great running back. Act like it. Show it. Because guess what? It's put up a shut up time now, man. Talk is cheap. It's time to execute, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, Will. It's a heck of a phone call. Will's passionate today. Fired up.
Yeah, I had to let Will do that one a cappella.
Yeah. Hugh, does your notebook say it starts with the Chargers?
My notebook says
it starts with the Chargers this week.
We got to be realistic about this. Like, right now, on this radio station?
In your notebook?
On WIP?
Let me tell you.
You, Hugh Douglas?
It's about execution now, right? And what I mean by that is you have to tighten up your execution because this offense.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This ain't all of a sudden about to become intricate. It's not. I'm just.
No, I would settle for competence at this point. I would settle for just.
That's
if
execution.
You can get me to just decent.
That's execution. Because now, see, I feel like, and this is me talking from my limited knowledge of offense because I played defense. But, okay. Because I feel like what we're talking about now is implementing route concepts that we haven't ran all year, right? Like, I feel like that we feel that we need to go in and start running crossers and digs and comebacks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We don't do that, right? Whatever offense that we're running, however simplistic it is, is probably going to stay that. So now we just have to learn how to execute what it is we're doing a lot better. Because like I said, for me as a former defender, and when I watch these games, this is how I watch it. I'm not respecting the passing game, right? So I'm not playing the pass. I'm going to play the run. I'm playing to stop the run.
Do you think it looks like that's what's happening?
That like, Joe, that's because your passing game is sporadic at best. It's inconsistent at best. Like, there's been times where you go into the game and you might pass for like 100 yards in the first half, but then you're negative 30 in the second half. Or you have times where you can't move the ball at all. So it's not consistent enough for it to be a worry for me. You know what I mean? So I'm not playing that. I'm putting 8 in the box.
Right, you might hit 1 or 2, but you're not hitting 7 or 8 or 9.
You know, you're not going to do it to the – like, okay, you know that teams have something they call blitz beaters. And we used to blitz a lot. So I remember being in games where you could feel it. When we got caught and chewed up on certain blitzes, we stopped blitzing. We started playing zone, and it made it even worse because we were getting caught in our blitzes. They just knew how we were coming. And they had somebody open, so then we just fell back. And now we're just playing football. And the type of team that we had, we blitzed a lot. And if we didn't blitz because we were a smaller front, we got manhandled a little bit. That's kind of what happened when we played the Colts that one time. It happens. And some days you just live to play another game. And that might be what happened with this defense. But the bottom line is this, people. Listen to what I'm saying. This was the perfect storm of the defense not playing well, the offense looking like the offense has looked, and then the ineptitude or the inability of the coach to do what he was supposed to do. It was everything, because you can go back. If you're being honest with yourself and you go back and you look at the games that were played this year, and some people said, hey, the defense bailed us out. Offense wasn't playing well, defense bailed us out. Well, this game, everybody got belt to ass.
Everyone.
Everybody got belt to ass.
Did anyone play well?
Brent Covey.
See, if that's what you're going to say, then we're...
Well, you asked me a question.
I know, but that means we lost bad.
You asked me.
Brent Covey.
Well, he caught the ball.
He did.
I think he actually
fumbled one in the beginning, didn't he? First punt?
He
kind of bobbled it.
Yeah. He didn't field it clean.
Right, yeah.
But the bottom line is this, compared to what it was last week, what we were talking about.
He also got smoked.
You always have to, like, see, listen, this is the come to Jesus moment, but you always have to pull a positive out of there somewhere to keep your confidence
Brent
up.
Brent Covey's the positive? Thank you.
Did he not play well?
He's fine.
What do you mean play well?
Okay, he played.
What are you talking about?
He was played. Can I say decent?
No.
He's the punt returner.
Well, I barely even remember him being in there besides not fielding a punt cleanly and then getting rocked like he does every single time he's out
coping.
There.
You asked me a question.
I didn't
want to hear the answer.
I didn't ask.
No matter what, listen, this is good. This is parenting 101. Joe, your kids are young, so you ain't got to worry about it. When you get older, this is how you parent. You start off with the positive.
Let me write this down in my notebook.
You start off with the positive. And if the kids ask you, what did I do well? Then you point out something that they did well. And then you talk about the rest of it.
You lull them to sleep with the positive.
You have to build foundations. So
our foundation is Britton Covey, who got last week?
Okay. Right now.
Well, it starts with Covey.
Jalen Phillips has to play better.
He got pushed around by a receiver. Yeah, he has to play better. That was a joke. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. He'll make us feel better. What's up, Big V?
Oh, God. Okay, no pressure. But, I kind of got the pulse of how you guys are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like the rest of us, there's a level of frustration and disappointment because this is a team that we should have beaten. But here's what I'm looking at in terms of Jalen's performance. It had to be one of his worst.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at him, you know, he's usually not risk averse, yet he took like 4 risks, one causing an interception. The other one, you saw him throwing to AJ. AJ was running slow, and he threw it to AJ between, you know, 2 defenders. Luckily, AJ had the arm strength to pull it down. But I think if we're going to continue the season on, and, you know, the blame, of course, it starts with the top. And I'm going to recklessly speculate. I think Sirianni is calling the plays. That's why he got, you know, his, you know, guy to be the offensive coordinator. But, and that's resulting like it was the last time Sirianni was calling plays. It sucked. The other thing that I'm looking at is that, you know, they got to either sit AJ, fire AJ, you know, put a muzzle on AJ, because when AJ is playing, Jalen is spending too much time concentrating on getting him the ball. And then we see, you know, on the tape, everybody is open. If AJ doesn't get the ball, then he starts all that diva drama. So to me, the easiest way to cure that is to, you know, get rid of AJ now.
Well, I mean, now is hard to do. But I do think it's ironic. The last 3 weeks, they've thrown the ball to him a lot, and they're not scoring any points.
See.
It does feel like a little bit of an overcorrection to let's get the ball to AJ 11 times.
I don't think that's what it is, to be honest. I think
that's... Well, let's hear your speculation, Hugh.
I have to go back and watch it, but it feels like, you know, AJ's the guy that when you throw it, I mean, he wasn't open, but AJ's the better. He's the target that will probably catch it over Schmitty because he's stronger.
But the pick was thrown to AJ.
Yeah, because he probably felt comfortable at that moment.
He forced it, yeah.
Because AJ at that point, because this is how the game, this is how it looked to me, Big V. It looked like it looked the same as it always looked for AJ as far as him being open or him getting separation. But AJ was actually bodying people to get the football.
He made 50-50 catches.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I like, for me, that's what it looked like. Now, can't wait to talk to Jason because, you know, we always like to break it down with the receiver when we talk to him and things of that nature. But that's what it looked like to me. It didn't look like it was throwing to him out of confidence, if you will. It was more so because AJ was more adept to catch those 50-50 balls.
Well, here's the thing with 50-50 balls. There's a level of trust that the quarterback and the receiver has to have. And if A.J. wants to, you know, strengthen that trust again with Jalen, he has to run good routes and work on getting more separation.
Not disagreeing with
that. That with his skills, the body defender, you know, makes A.J. the go-to guy. Not talking about it or blame-shifting to Saquon when people ask him, have you lost a step? No. Play your game. Let your game talk for you, not all this other drama.
Well, unfortunately, it's a lot of drama. And now the play isn't good on the field with this football team. And Big V, we appreciate the phone call. It's one thing when they were winning and we were talking about, oh, the drama stuff. Well, now it's less drama and it's more or less good football. I mean, the offense the last month has gone in the tank here. 215-592-9494. We'll hit everyone's phone calls here. It is CombOcon. We're looking for bad combinations. In light of our guys Petullo and Sirianni, bad offensive coaching combinations certainly we have right now. Bad combos. Best one we get today is has a chance for the qualifying prize, and you're automatically entered if you win today for the grand prize. The Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Jetty Cooler, and the Cornhole Set. All right, your phone call is coming up. Plus, we'll go around the NFL. Wild Sunday. A lot of big upsets, some big beefs as well. Some great audio. What's getting in, everyone? A lot of beefs around the NFL yesterday. That's coming up next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who'll win with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.